The Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Ben Zoyma Omer, Ezu Achacham Haloymed Mikal Adam. Who is wise? He who learns from every man. Ezu Agibar, Hakoyvesh Hasitzre. Who is strong? He who conquers his evil inclination. Ezu Asher, Hasameh Bechelka. Who is rich? He who rejoices in his lot. Question is, why is this introduction of Ezu Achacham, Ezu Agibar, Ezu Asher necessary? Why doesn't the Mishnah simply state, a man who conquers his Yetzer is considered the Gibar? A person who is happy with his lot is considered the Asher. Why does the Mishnah preface it with a question? So there's a fascinating Gemara in Masechtas Nida. The Gemara says, Malach HaMamun Al Arayin, Leila Shemay. The name of the angel who is in charge of conception is called Leila. And he takes every drop of embryonic fluid and he places it in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Tipazu, Matehei Aleha. What shall be the fate of this drop? Gibor HaChalash. Shall it produce a strong man or a weak man? Chacham or Tipish. A wise man or a fool? Asher or Ani? A rich man or a poor man? So a person can think, my fate and the mission of my life has already been determined at the point of conception. Why should I work hard and put in all the effort to become wise or strong or to become wealthy if it has already been decreed that I will be a Tipish or an Ani or a Chalish? So the Mishnah comes along and he tells him, all hope is not lost. Says Ben Zoyma, even if it has already been decreed that you won't be smart or rich or strong, that is in a physical sense. Granted, it won't show up in the weight room or in the bank account, but you can still attain it on a spiritual level. Because anyone can still be the Chacham or the Gibber of the Mishnah. And that is why Ben Zoyma asks, Ezu a Chacham? How can I become the Chacham that the Mishnah considers to be a Chacham? And the answer is, Haloymed Mikal Adam. If you learn something positive from every person, and you don't have to be a genius to accomplish that, anyone can achieve that. And that is why the Mishnah prefaces it with a question. The Mishnah said, Ezu a Chacham Haloymed Mikal Adam. Who is wise? He who learns from every man. And that is why a Torah scholar is not called a Chacham, rather, he is referred to as a Talmud Chacham. Because a Chacham always thinks of himself as a student, constantly seeking to learn from others. With that, I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea from Shlomo Volbe. There's a passage in Daniel that says, Yov Chachmasa lechakmiken. Hashem grants wisdom to the wise. And the obvious question is, if Hashem gives wisdom only to the wise, what designates them as wise in the first place? How does someone acquire wisdom in the first place? How does he initially acquire wisdom? Says Rav Volbe, this is what Ben Zoyma is teaching us. Ezu Achacham, how do we initially acquire wisdom? Haloymed Mikal Adam. A thirst for knowledge and an appreciation of its importance are prerequisites for the acquisition of knowledge. Therefore, someone who is ready to learn from any person demonstrates that he possesses that initial wisdom, the desire for understanding. So that makes him a fitting receptacle for Chachma. They say a story about the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He was originally a Masnagit, a vehement opponent of the Baal Shem Tov and the Hasidic movement. He once visited the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem told him that a person can derive guidance and Musar on how to serve Hashem from everything that he sees or hears from any person. As they were speaking, a non-Jewish handyman knocked on the door. And he said, Rabbi, do you have any broken utensils that need to be fixed? And the Baal Shem Tov replied, thank God, everything in my house is in excellent shape. Nothing needs fixing. But the man persisted. Rabbi, check carefully. Maybe after looking through everything, you will notice something that needs to be fixed. And at that point, the Baal Shem Tov turns to the Toldos and he says, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, did you hear what the man just said? If I need to fix something... Of course, he's talking about doors and cabinets and pots and pans, but I really view him as a messenger of Hashem. He was sent to rebuke me and to remind me that much in my life needs fixing. And if I search carefully, I will discover the areas in my life that needs improvement. And the Toldos laughed at the Baal Shem. It seemed to him like an outlandish understanding of a rather innocuous statement. Could a simple handyman really be a messenger from heaven? After the Toldos took leave of the Baal Shem, he was walking on the road, and a goy approaches him and he tells him in a very blunt and rude manner, Jew, help me pick up my overturned wagon. And the Toldos replied to him, I'm not strong enough, sorry, I can't help you. And the goy began to shout, Jew, you can help me, you don't want to help me. and the Talmudist's heart was pierced by this rebuke. He understood it in a spiritual sense. Riding the wagon of our life is something that we can do, but only if we truly want to. He returned to the Baal Shem Tov and he told him, I have to admit, you were right. One can learn something from any person. Eizu v'chacham, haloimed mikol adam. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.